Business is the Spring Hill Jersey Cheese, R1-214-0054. My understanding is there's been a request to delay that proceeding by legal counsel. Okay, so we can start? Okay, please call them in so we can start.
Resource Control Engineer for the North Coast Regional Board.
I'm Naomi Kaplowitz, counsel for the prosecution team.
I'm Cecile Morris, Water Resource Control Engineer for your staff.
Okay, I'm going to read a hearing officer's statement for the conduct of the hearing. This is the time and place for a public hearing to consider issuance of an order for administrative civil liability to Spring Hill Jersey Cheese Incorporated for alleged violations of the General Waste Discharge Requirements Order for existing cow dairies in the North Coast region, order number R1-2012-0002, and the monitoring and reporting program. There's an allegation of a failure to submit an annual report for 2012 by November 30th, 2012. There's an allegation of a failure to submit an annual report for 2013 by November 30th, 2013. And there's a third allegation for failure to furnish a nutrient management plan and a waste management plan for the dairy by May 14th, 2014 deadline established by the regional board staff. This hearing will be conducted in accordance with notice of public hearing and proposed hearing procedures document. In this matter, we have separated the functions of staff between those who will act in a prosecutorial role by presenting evidence for the board's consideration, those who will be defending against that, and those who will advise the board. The prosecution team is subject to all applicable rules and regulations as any other party to this proceeding, including the prohibition on ex parte communications with board members and staff on the advisory team. The advisory team includes the board's executive officer, Matt St. John, staff environmental scientist, Catherine Carter, and senior staff counsel, Samantha Olson. The prosecution team and other parties will introduce themselves as the hearing proceeds. The complaint, ACLC R1-2014-0054, alleges violations of the General Waste Discharge Requirements Order for existing cow dairies in the North Coast region, order number R1-2012-0002, and the monitoring and reporting program, including failure to submit 2012 and 2013 annual reports by the November 30th deadline, and the failure to submit a nutrient management plan and a waste management plan based upon the requests of the Regional Water Board staff. The prosecution team proposes a civil liability in the amount of $37,125. During this hearing, the Regional Board staff will consider relevant evidence and testimony in order to decide whether to issue an ACL order assessing the proposed liability or a higher or lower amount, or reject the proposed liability. Before we begin the hearing, I want to review the general procedural matters. As it was stated in the public notice, each party will be allowed a total of 30 minutes to testify, present evidence, cross-examine witnesses, and give closing statements. Cross-examination of another party will count towards your allotted time. The parties may use their time as they choose. And I want to reaffirm, I've talked to our staff, and they will be keeping stopwatch time of the proceedings. I may modify these procedures and time allocations as needed and upon request and for good cause. The timer will stop for procedural discussions. That would be objections to exhibits and that type of thing. Questions from board members or advisory team and or other causes. There are no interveners that I'm aware of in this proceeding. So if there's anyone from the audience who wants to testify, they would be allowed 3 minutes to present non-evidentiary policy statements. And the reason for that is the facts are what have been submitted by the parties, and so you can testify only to policy, not as to the facts. The order of the hearing is as follows: opening statements, prosecution team case presentation and direct testimony, cross-examination of witnesses, Spring Hill Jersey Trees, Inc., presentation and direct testimony, cross-examination of witnesses, rebuttal and rebuttal cross-examination, and closing arguments. Unless I hear objection, I also propose that the witnesses present testimony and answer cross-examination in the form of a panel. So does anyone object to that?
No, Your Honor. Okay. And if I may say it this time, we do not dispute that those documents were not filed.
I think what I'm trying to do is just get through the procedural parts, and then we'll give you a chance to submit. So to the prosecutorial team, do you object to presenting in a panel? Since you're in a panel, I would think you wouldn't, but
no.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to hear from each party. Is the order of the proceedings acceptable? And the first one is there enough time? We got into one hearing where everyone agreed to the time, and then time ran out and someone objected to the time and they're very unhappy. So do you think this is a reasonable length of time to present your case, cross-examination or not? This is your last chance to object.
I tend to be short. Mr. Peter tends to talk more, but I think we have time.
Okay, and to the prosecutorial team, do you object to the time?
We would like to ask for more time, perhaps for an extra 5 minutes, if necessary.
35 minutes for each side then?
Yes.
Okay, and then I wanted to ask our advisory staff, do they have any advisement on the time?
We have no objection to extending the time.
Does anyone object to the 35 minutes? Okay. So take note of that on the stopwatch that it is 35 minutes. Any other matters before we begin? And the biggest question I had is it was unclear to me whether there's objections to the evidence submitted by the discharger, by the prosecutorial team, or you were only questioning the probative value.
Yeah, we have no objections to that.
Okay.
Evidence.
So your evidence and submittals will be then deemed admitted, so we don't have to go through that in the hearing.
Thank you.
All persons expecting to testify, please stand at this time. Raise your right hand and take the following oath. Do you swear the testimony you are about to give is the truth? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
And just for the sake of clarity, when you actually testify for the non-attorneys, if you can indicate you're sworn in, it's helpful. I do believe I visually counted everyone, but I can make an error. please state your name, address, and affiliation, whether you've taken the oath before testifying. We've gone over that. We will begin with interested persons. Check for the speaker cards, followed by the prosecution team's opening statement. There are no such cards. I did want to caution the discharger, hopefully you won't be before us before, but we are pretty time sensitive, and it would have been a messy situation if the prosecution had objected to your exhibits. So, and with that, I believe we will start with the prosecution team. One other factor, because we allow you to pick and choose, you don't have to do opening statements. You can put it all in prosecution team, but I'm going to ask for opening statements. You say, no, I decline. I want to present elsewhere. We got in one proceeding where someone started way down the line and everyone got very confused for a long period of time. So we want to keep in the order of events. And the order of events is opening statements. And I'd ask for the prosecution, do you wish to, and we're on the clock now, do you wish to provide an opening statement?
I think our opening statement is included in our presentation materials. So
is that a yes or no?
That would be a no.
Okay. So you're saving yours for, at the very least, the presentation direct testimony.
That's correct.
And I will ask the discharger, are you going to give an opening statement?
Yes, please.
Okay. Please proceed.
Thank you. May I stay seated because it's easier for the microphone? Thank you. I am Michael Brook. I'm the attorney for the discharger. I'm also a witness to the events. We do not dispute that those documents have not been filed. Briefly, we are here because of the circumstances and to request mitigation of any decision that you reach. We Spring Hill got involved at a high level of the discharge requirements program because of an unfortunate incident at New Year's Day in 2010. That 2009, and that was remedied. And we paid our fine for that, including reimbursement to this body. As part of trying to reach a resolution with the district attorney, we got into a level of requirements of a nutrient plan and waste management plan much greater than that of necessary the size of our dairy. Since for some time we have been trying to get everything completed, one of the problems that we faced was finding the appropriate experts to do the paperwork, which is a lot more detailed than we had understood when we got into the program, and because that was right at the very initiation of the program. I think we agreed to it as just after it was enacted. In fact, we have met with federal agencies requesting help. They gave us a voluminous list because I'd been trying to find people before then. We called and called and were calling people, and since May of this year, we've been calling people. We'd already called them before, but for months we couldn't find anybody. Finally, we have a gentleman, Mr. Mart, who opened up time in his schedule to work on these papers. They are his part, which is the nutrient management, has almost been completed. He also has called in an engineer to assist on the waste management program. There has been extensive work done at the dairy, and Mr. Peter will testify to that, to benefit water discharge probably far beyond that required for these purposes. And so really what we're looking for is the a friendly ear, if you like, for what penalty that you do assess. Okay. So there is no dispute that we haven't filed the papers. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. With that, I believe the next order of business is the presentation of the prosecution team's case in chief and any direct testimony you want to put on the record. So please proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Sherry Blatt, Water Resource Control Engineer for the North Coast Regional Water Board. This is item 7, administrative civil.
And you're sworn in, I assume.
Yes,
yeah, okay,
I'm sworn
you.
In. And this is administrative civil liability complaint against Spring Hill Jersey Cheese Incorporated for violations of General Waste Discharge Requirements Order R1-2012-0002. I'd like to introduce all members of the prosecution team. They are David Leland, Diana Henriol, Cecile Morris, and myself, all of the Regional Water Board staff. And also the prosecution team is Naomi Kaplowitz, staff counsel from the Office of Enforcement, State Water Resources Control Board.
Eric here. Eric's the one that did it all. Eric Cohenshoffer. Mm-hmm. Eric Cohenshoffer is the one that did all the engineering. He should be here, not me.
For today's presentation, I will briefly explain the dairy program and show locations of Spring Hill Dairy. Next, Cecile Morris will explain alleged violations. And finally, Naomi Kaplowitz will discuss the discharger's case in chief and prosecution team responses. On January 12, 2012, the Regional Water Board adopted the dairy program, which includes regulation of existing cow dairies. Three orders were adopted with a goal of preventing degradation of water quality. They are the NPDES permit, the general waste discharge requirements, and the conditional waiver of WDRs. All 126 cow dairies within the region are enrolled under an order. Spring Hill is enrolled under the general WDR. There are three documents that we'll be discussing today. All are required by the general WDR, which is on our website in Exhibit 14 in your prosecution team case in chief binder. First, the annual report is a 7-page questionnaire. due to be filled out by the dairy representative and submitted to the Regional Water Board by November 30th every year. Attachments must include the surface and groundwater monitoring information and photos of best management practices, such as the cleaned manure ponds showing capacity for the upcoming winter rainy season. Next, the Waste Management Plan is, or WMP, is a plan developed by a technical specialist to ensure that the production area is managed to protect water quality. The Waste Management Plan requirements are listed in the General WDR Monitoring and Reporting Plan. For example, the Waste Management Plan must discuss groundwater well protection, erosion control to protect surface water, a spill prevention plan, a salt minimization plan, and manure pond construction and sizing that meet the California Code of Regulations, Title 27, for confined animal facilities. And last, the Nutrient Management Plan, or NMP, is a plan developed by a technical specialist to ensure the protection of water quality while applying nutrients to land. Nutrient Management Plan requirements are listed in the General WDR Monitoring Reporting Plan and must discuss how nutrients will be applied evenly across the fields and away from water courses. Soil and crop tissue analysis is required. Rates of nutrient to land application must be recorded. We've worked closely with the dairy community to assist them to come into compliance with the dairy program, and here are the particular ways that we have done this. All dairies receive a flyer in the mail each fall informing them of the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program workshops. These are held to help dairies fill out the annual report for our waiver and the general WDR. This year, these workshops were held November 5th and 6th in Bronert Park and Ferndale. Each November, for the last 2 years, a letter has been sent to all the dairies reminding them of the November 30th deadline to submit the annual reports to us. Then, if an annual report is a few weeks late, staff contacts the dairy to remind them to submit the annual report. In a few cases, assistance in filling out the report has been done over the telephone or through email. If the dairy still does not submit the annual report after a few months, a notice of violation may be issued and an on-site inspection scheduled to assist the dairy operator in filling out the report. Besides the Regional Water Board, there are other government agencies and organizations that can help dairies to fill out the annual reports and develop a nutrient management plan. The General WDR Monitoring and Reporting Plan requires dairies to complete general tasks. The 2012 and 2013 annual reports were due to the Regional Board by November 30th each year. Waste management plans and nutrient management plans were due to be developed and implemented by January 19th, 2013. These two plans, the WMP and the NMP, must be available during Regional Board inspections for review, and they must be submitted upon request by the Regional Board staff. Next, I'm going to describe the Spring Hill Dairy and show you maps of the operation. Spring Hill is an organic milking operation, approximately 280 cows, 100 heifers, and 40 calves. The dairy consists of a milk barn, storage areas, calf hutches, two manure ponds, and over 600 acres of pastures and crops, including owned and leased land. Dairy wastes include processed water from the milk barn, solid and liquid manure, and other organic materials. These wastes are transferred to the manure ponds or solid storage areas and applied to the pastures and crop fields. This map shows the location of Spring Hill Dairy outlined in red with the upper Stemple Creek and Estero watershed. Stemple Creek is a tributary to the Estero de San Antonio, which flows to the Pacific Ocean north of Tomales Bay and south of Bodega. Stemple Creek and the Estero de San Antonio watershed are considered waters of the state and the U.S. This is the southernmost watershed in the North Coast region. Zooming in, this topographic map shows the location of Spring Hill Dairy, as well as the two unnamed creeks in blue that drain the property. Spring Hill Dairy production area is near the top of the ridge line, just inside the Region 1 boundary, and just within Sonoma County, near the Marin County line. The dairy land flows northwest toward main stem Stemple Creek. This aerial photograph shows the main Spring Hill Dairy property ownership of 313 acres outlined in red. Additional owned and leased properties used for grazing and crops are located off-site. The production area is near the center of the property, surrounded by crops, pastures, ponds, and two unnamed creeks. And finally, this is an aerial photograph showing Spring Hill Dairy structures, roads, operating areas, and some nearby ponds, just to give you a picture of the production area. Next, Cecile Morris will discuss the administrative civil liability complaint.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the board. My name is Cecile Morris, and I have been sworn in. I will be presenting the prosecution team's allegations as contained in the subject complaint. A copy of the complaint has been provided in your agenda materials. I will start with Spring Hill Dairy's enrollment history. On February 14, 2012, Sonoma County Superior Court adopted a final judgment and permanent injunction addressing a variety of alleged environmental violations and ordering the discharger to enroll and comply with the Regional Water Board's Dairy Waste Program requirements. 2 months following this order, on April 17, 2012, the Regional Water Board received a notice of intent from the discharger for coverage of Spring Hill Dairy under the general waste discharge requirements. On May 7, 2012, the Regional Water Board sent the discharger a letter notifying it of enrollment under the general waste discharge requirements. Spring Hill Dairy has been enrolled under the general waste discharge requirements since May 7, 2012. This table shows in rows 1 and 2 the tasks required for all dairies as well as Spring Hill Dairy to submit annual reports. As you see in the final column showing the discharger's status for submitting the required documents, the discharger failed to submit the 2012 annual report. The discharger submitted the 2013 annual report 5.5 months late on May 14, 2014. Additionally, the Regional Water Board determined that it was incomplete because the groundwater and surface water sampling information and photographs of best management practices were not included. The third row shows the initial requirement for all dairies, including Spring Hill Dairy, to prepare and implement the nutrient management plan and waste management plans, and to have these plans available during Regional Water Board inspections. Additionally, the third row shows that the Regional Water Board requested Spring Hill Dairy to submit these two plans by April 5, 2014. That was the initial due date, and it was extended to May 14, 2014, as requested by the discharger and granted by the Regional Water Board. Again, as you see in the final column showing the discharger's status for required documents, the discharger failed to submit its nutrient management plan and waste management plan. Next, I'd like to give you a little background of Regional Water Board regulatory actions. On March 27, 2012, EPA consultant Tetra Tech conducted a site assessment. Dairy representatives and Regional Water Board staff were present during the assessment. And although the nutrient management plan was not required at the time, the discharger asserted that it did not have a nutrient management plan. The Regional Water Board issued a notice of violation on March 8, 2013 to Spring Hill Dairy for failing to submit its 2012 annual report. A year and a half following the site assessment, on August 29, 2013, Regional Water Board staff met with the discharger. The purpose of the meeting was to assist the discharger with filling out its 2012 annual report form. The Regional Water Board staff also conducted an inspection of the dairy during that visit. The inspection identified, and the discharger again stated that it did not have a nutrient management plan or a waste management plan. On November 25, 2013, the Regional Water Board sent out a general letter to all dairies in the region, including Spring Hill Dairy, reminding each dairy of the upcoming November 30th deadline for its 2013 annual report. On March 5th, 2014, the Regional Water Board sent a letter to Spring Hill Dairy requiring it to submit its nutrient management plan and waste management plan. On March 25th, 2014, the Regional Water Board issued an administrative civil liability complaint to Spring Hill Dairy for failing to submit its 2012 and 2013 annual reports. The penalty amount in the complaint was $22,200. During a phone call on April 17, 2014, the discharger's representative requested an extension of the due dates for submitting the nutrient management plan and waste management plans. Following that phone call on April 25, 2014, the Regional Water Board sent a letter to Spring Hill Dairy granting it an extension of its due date to May 14, 2014. Regional Water Board staff and the discharger entered into settlement negotiations on April 23, 2014. The negotiations were based on the discharger coming into compliance. 4 months later, on August 29, 2014, the negotiations ended due to the discharger's failure to come into compliance. On September 11, 2014, the Regional Water Board issued the subject complaint to Spring Hill Dairy for violating the general waste discharge requirements. The specific violations include failing to submit the 2012 and 2013 annual reports and failing to submit the nutrient monitoring plan, management plan and waste management plan as required by the Regional Water Board. The subject complaint rescinds the previous complaint issued back on March 25, 2014 and proposes a penalty amount of $37,125. This brings us up to today's hearing and your consideration of the subject complaint. To briefly go over the main points of the subject complaint, Water Code Section 13268, Subdivisions A and B, state that a person is liable if they fail or refuse to furnish technical or monitoring reports, and a penalty can be assessed up to $1,000 per day for each day of that violation. The subject complaint alleges that as of March 25, 2014, the date that the previous administrative civil liability complaint was issued, the discharger had failed to submit its 2012 and 2013 annual reports. The reports were 479 and 114 days late, respectively. Additionally, as of September 11, 2014, the date that the subject complaint was issued, the discharger had failed to prepare and submit a nutrient management plan and waste management plan that were due by May 14, 2014. These documents were 120 days late. In determining the penalty amount, we refer to the water quality enforcement policy adopted by the State Water Board on May 20, 2010. The enforcement policy contains a penalty calculation methodology with specific steps and factors to consider in determining the final penalty amount. Attachment A to the subject complaint goes over these steps in detail. The failure to prepare and provide the required reports and plans is considered a non-discharge violation. Non-discharge violations are assessed on a per-day basis, factoring in the potential for harm and the deviation from the requirement. The per-day assessment also includes several adjustment factors related to the discharger's conduct, such as the discharger's degree of culpability, the extent to which the discharger voluntarily cooperated in returning to compliance, and any prior history of violations. Several other factors that we considered in penalty calculation steps include multiple day violations for violations lasting greater than 30 days, the discharger's ability to pay and continue in business, the costs associated with Regional Water Board staff time, the economic benefit to the discharger derived from the violations. The economic benefit is calculated using US EPA's economic benefit model. And attachment B to the complaint shows the items factored into this calculation. Additionally, the proposed liability must fall within the maximum and minimum liability amounts. The maximum liability amount is $713,000, and the minimum is $7,823. After considering all these factors, the final proposed administrative civil liability for the subject complaint is $37,125. At this point in our presentation, I would like to introduce Naomi Kapowitz, staff counsel from the State Office of Enforcement.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Naomi Kapowitz, and I am counsel for the prosecution team. I will be presenting the prosecution team's legal arguments and responses. A copy of the discharger's evidence and our response have been provided in your agenda materials. The discharger asserts in its October 21st, 2014 submittal that it spent great financial resources on improving conditions at the dairy. This has little relevance to the alleged violations and the proposed liability here today, unless the discharger is by this statement proposing that it does not have the financial ability to pay the proposed liability amount and continue in business. The discharger, although given the opportunity to make that argument, has not asserted that it cannot pay the proposed liability amount. The discharger also asserts that it has had great difficulty in employing the requisite professional to prepare the required documents. The general WDRs require that the waste management plan and nutrient management plan be developed and implemented by January 19, 2013. The discharger did not begin attempts at developing these documents until the prosecution team began the process of formal enforcement over a year later. Other dairies in the North Coast region that are required to have nutrient management plans and waste management plans all have managed to acquire the necessary technical help. All other dairies in the North Coast region are up to date with their annual report submittals. The majority of dairy operators in the North Coast work hard to comply with environmental regulations, and this takes time and money. Dairy operators that do not comply with the general WDR requirements receive an economic advantage over those that do, and the North Coast Water Board prosecution team pursues enforcement against non-compliers in part to ensure that people are treated both fairly and consistently. The discharger proposes to submit the nutrient management plan and waste management plan upon completion at some later date. While regional board staff is eager to receive these plans, submission at a future date does not constitute evidence of compliance in regard to the violations alleged in the complaint. The violation period alleged in the complaint ended on September 11, 2014, which is the date that the complaint was issued. The discharger also proposes to enter into evidence the 2007 nutrient management plan for Spring Hill Dairy. That plan does not constitute evidence of compliance or change the proposed liability amount. The 2007 nutrient management plan is missing significant components required under the general WDRs, which are detailed in the prosecution's case in chief and rebuttal brief. Furthermore, updating a nutrient management plan is recommended whenever there are significant changes at the dairy, such as in cow numbers, nutrients to land applications, crops, or management style. I'll now turn the presentation back to Ms. Morris for our conclusion and recommendations.
By failing to provide the two annual reports, the nutrient management plan and the waste management plan, the discharger violated Section 13267 of the California Water Code. The maximum penalty allowed under the Water Code is $713,000. Based on the penalty calculation methodology defined in the enforcement policy, the prosecution team recommends that the board make findings of fact and conclusions of law affirming the subject complaint for a liability of $37,125. A proposed administrative civil liability order is included in your agenda package. We recommend the board adopt this order. I would like to submit this presentation, the agenda package, and the North Coast Water Board files referenced in the agenda package into the record. This concludes our presentation, and we are available to answer any questions.
Thank you. And can you give them a time check on how much time they've taken? This would be the time and place for cross-examination, and I'll ask the discharger to, do you have any cross-examination?
If I may ask one question. What percentage of the dairies in Sonoma and Marin are on the waiver program?
Over 90%.
Thank you.
And does anyone else have questions? Does the advisory team, does the board? I just had one, and perhaps you can point out where it is in the evidence. You had mention of mailings, mass mailings, and I didn't see where there was proof of what address they're mailed to or the names. And so I thought, and if it's in here, that's fine. Just give the reference to me.
It is in your binder.
Thank you.
It would be
November
2012.
Okay,
they're
you.
In chronological order.
What's the number? And there's no time for this. Yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit.
Exhibit 6.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
And with that, then it would be.
Mr. Chair.
Did you have a question?
Quick question from advisory staff.
Sure.
My question is to prosecution team on the calculation methodology, history of violations, and in light of your exhibit, I think it's 13, which is the Sonoma County Court settlement.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm wondering what your thinking was on assigning the low number for history of violations.
The Sonoma County judgment was entered before the dairy was enrolled under the Dairy General Program, so that partially went into it. They weren't under our regulation at that point, and there's been no final orders of our board.
So a history of violations would only mean violations of regional board orders. Is that how you interpret that methodology?
Yeah. No, we could have gone higher here.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
May I ask a question? Sherry, you would probably know this. Of the 126 dairies in this region, there was an extensive outreach program that included West United Dairymen, Cooperative Extension, I believe our staff and others, to develop not only the permitting documents but some of these plans. Of the 126 dairies that's in our region, how many of those dairies developed those types of plans and documentation during the enrollment period and the reach out that happened subsequent to our adoption of that permit?
All of the dairies that have cows or milking cows have submitted their annual reports except one today. The waste management plan, nutrient management plan is not required for the waiver. It is required for the GWDR. There are three dairies total under the GWDR. The other two dairies have a nutrient management plan and a waste management plan at this time.
Did that outreach include, for the three dairies that had WDR enrollment, did include the development of those plans with help and assistance from those participants?
No, the meetings that we had every fall were just to fill out the annual reports, and filling out the annual reports is for dairies under the GWDR and the waiver. There was no public assistance in filling out the waste management plans and the nutrient management plans. We do not have that technical expertise. It has to be somebody who has soil, dairy experience.
And can you tell me what's your understanding of the requirements in the development of that plan then, besides the fact that you have to tailor that type of plan to the facility and the management that happens there, but what's the technical requirements for the person that prepares that plan? Do they have to be a professional engineer, registered geologist, range management specialist?
The exact requirements are listed. There are a few. There are a few requirements. Let me see. It depends whether it's the nutrient management plan or the waste management plan. For instance, the waste management plan, and this is in your monitoring reporting program, mm-hmm. in one of the appendixes. Within 1 year of adoption of the GWDR, a letter of certification by a specialist that the current dairy retention ponds meet Title 27 requirements. So you need somebody who knows about the retention ponds, for instance.
Fair enough. Can I ask?
There's four specialists. The current wellhead protection and backflow prevention documented by a trained professional. So if you have an irrigation system that you're using, one irrigation system, that can take manure pond water and spray it on the fields and well water and spray it on the fields. You have to have someone certify that there's a backflow prevention so that well water is not getting some of the manure pond water in backflow. And then the nutrient management plan must have a specialist I'm sorry, I can't find it at this time, but for the nutrient management plan, there has to be a specialist also.
Sherry, did NRCS or any of the other, I don't want to call them nonprofits, but the other types of partners out there help and assist with those types of documentation as needed, or have associations with professionals that could have done so, in your experience?
Yes. Generally, the dairies that need a nutrient management plan go to the NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, and they get assistance from them. For instance, I called Kristen Jean Walker of the NRCS office in Fresno. She's the specialist that helps to train technical service providers, and she said that right now the NRCS is offering $8,450 for a dairy of 280 cows, for instance, to develop a nutrient management plan. And what the dairy does then is find a technical service provider, offers them that amount of money, and they negotiate if there's any more money that's needed to develop that nutrient management plan for that dairy.
Fair enough. Ms. Kapowitz, a question for you. Ms. Olson asked you about this judgment from the County of Sonoma. I have a question in regard to one, as I read this document and it's entered into evidence, is that one of the requirements is to comply with the dairy permitting and requirements from this agency in the state of California. But this was, I believe, received, I don't know when this was recorded, February 14, 2012, which was after the adoption of our permit. Does that make that relevant to our permit adoption? In effect, does this, there was a penalty associated with this in monetary form, but there was also similar an agreement to comply with the requirements of our dairy program? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
That's the intent, in essence, of this settlement?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
To my knowledge.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Any further cross-examination? Okay, we'll then proceed with the case in chief in response by Spring Hill Jersey Cheese.
Thank you, sir. My name is Michael Brook. I'm under oath. Normally, as an attorney, I'm not under oath, so this is a rare occasion. And I'm under oath because I have been probably the point person dealing with this issue for Spring Hill. I would also like to thank Ms. Blatt for her assistance over the last couple of years, and also the Tetra Tech lady was very, very helpful, who came out to the dairy. I would say, although we have not completed the documents, otherwise I think we've been pretty cooperative with staff. Ours is a matter of omission rather than commission. We submitted the nutrient management plan, not to say that we were in compliance. We submitted it because it showed, I thought, that Spring Hill was not avoiding this requirement. In fact, it had submitted to this way back years before it was a requirement of your board. As I believe counsel pointed out, the issue when we were involved in the settlement negotiations was coming into compliance. We had started... I'd started last year on and had the year before trying to come into compliance. One of the issues with the annual report is developing the nutrient management plan and the discharge and the waste management plan when you're on our level of compliance. And if we could have been in compliance during the settlement negotiations, I assure you we would have been. The reason we could not come into compliance in that time frame was that we could not find a professional. We went to NRCS. We had meetings with NRCS. NRCS gave us, as they have, I think three pages of professional names of professionals to contact. I contacted them. They were all busy. Finally, Mr. Mart said, because I was pleading with him, I said, look, I need somebody. I'm sorry if you have to work around the clock, but please include us. And he has very graciously undertaken that, and he's working on that. And I wish I had the document here for you now, and I wish I'd had the document months, if not years ago. When we went to NRCS, they did not have the funding available. They had hoped that they could actually help us directly, as they had back in 2007 when they did the nutrient management plan. But they have had staff cutbacks, so they do not directly assist. And when we saw them, they did not have any funding available either. That was not the issue, but the funding. But it was actually finding somebody who could physically do it. Going back to the issue of the underlying judgment came up, which is why we're in at this level of requirement. It was, unfortunately, manure discharge pipe hose came detached and went into the creek. Then it didn't go out beyond the property line, the water. Mr. Peter, they got to the water, they emptied the creek, and they refreshed the creek, and he was being told that the cleanest water in the county at the time after he'd done that was the one was his creek. We then paid the fine for the state, for the county. We came into compliance. We're now in a catch-22. We rectified the problem, but owing to my agreement that we would come in at this general level, we have not complied with the nutrient management plan or the waste management plan. That's our catch-22. We're in a carousel that we want to get off. And as soon as our professionals have finished that, then we will be off. We will be in compliance. I would like Mr. Peter to address the issues of the kind of work that has gone on there. And one of the things I learned, which I didn't know, that nowadays a problem for a dairy is they were originally built so that the water could flow through the dairy to carry stuff out to the creek. Well, that is not recommended these days, as you gentlemen know, and probably the other people in the audience know. So he has had to spend considerable sums of money diverting the water and putting it into ponds, and that work has been done. I included the Tetra Tech document for you because she gave examples of the work that had been done and that's carried on being done. There has been considerable grading work, pipe installation, irrigation systems built, massive earth-moving projects, in fact, so the conditions of the dairy, which were never in doubt, have been improved dramatically. The issue is we don't have yet the required paperwork. And the issue has come up of ability to pay. Any payment is difficult, because there's a substantial draw on resources on cash flow. Technically, if you sold all the assets of the entity, it could probably pay the $37,000, maybe. But, so technically, the ability to pay is not an issue, but the cash flow is certainly an issue. I would ask you for your indulgence. We've cooperated, we haven't filed the documents. There has been no harm, luckily, that has resulted from that. There has been no profit gain from not doing it. In fact, considerable loss. We're paying professionals, and we realize we're having to pay a fine. If we could have come into compliance, we would have. And especially during these last many months of this year, there's a shortage of professionals, quite frankly. I think many of them are in the valley. We were calling in the valley, and they're involved with the large dairies out there with these substantially higher compliance. We are one of three dairies in this region with the at the general permit standard. And the other two, I believe, are up in Humboldt, and obviously they got their ducks in a row a lot faster than we did, and I congratulate them. I have been to the yearly meetings, they're helpful, but they're primarily geared to people on the waiver program. And so staff are very helpful in advising you, but you can't do the annual report at our level without the waste management plan and the nutrient management plan, and that's what we haven't done. So I thank you. And I suggest Mr. Peter may wish to make a few comments.
During this time that I've been in these financial hardships, I'm a first-generation dairy farmer. My dad pulled green chain here in standard structure for 40 years, and he wished he had raised his kids on a dairy, so I went out and bought a dairy at 27 years old. And I've had financial hardship, but I bought a dairy that was really run down, really bad, and wasn't really fit to be a dairy, and I tried to bring it back. In 2004, I read in a paper that in the Press Democrat that the Petaluma Creamery was shutting down, and Matthew White was going to put a restaurant and put a whole bar around the dryer. So I went down to the Petaluma Creamery and thought I could buy a creamery with no money. And I've been there for 10 years struggling. I leave 7 days a week. I leave at dark in the morning. I go home at dark. Michael was my attorney when he was at Lanahan & Riley. He sees what I've been through. He's become a personal friend. Eric Cohenschaffer, he's the one that went and did all the engineering, got all of the fresh water going from the hill out so it wouldn't go in the manure. And Eric's been working with me now for the last 5 years on it too. And Eric should be sitting here, not me, because he's the one that's been doing all the work. And I am guilty. This paperwork should have been done, but I thought it was taken care of because I was actually thought Michael had it under control and was taken care of. But I can share with you that my better half that I've been engaged to for 16 years, she's on the NRCS board for over 5 years. And she was there trying to help me get this done. And she could not find anybody to do it. I talked to everybody at the NRCS for probably 10 times I've been down there. Michael's been down there at least five, and either nobody could seem to help us or fill it out and do it. And so, but I am, the picture should have been taken. I have, in October, you ever come out to the Peter Pumpkin Patch, the only shit pond that I have is right next to where all the kids are. There's 8,000 kids come out to dig potatoes and learn about agriculture. I don't make money in the pumpkin patch. I do it because I'm trying to save agriculture. And believe me, I am, all the dairies that you see in the area, whose truck is it? It's my truck picking up the milk, bringing to the creamery, trying to save agriculture. And, I get this fine, that's fine. I just won't be able to donate money to the schools and the foundations that I do, buy all the animals, kids at the fair next year. That's all. But I am wrong, I am guilty, and I want to do it right, and I've been doing everything I can trying to save agriculture. I mean, I've been in special assets now since 2008 with the Petaluma Creamery. Reading the Press Democrat, I owed $800,000 in property taxes this year. But I've been struggling, I've been doing the best I can to save agriculture. And we are going to get it right, and we are going to fix it. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll now open it up for cross-examination.
I do have one question, and it's for Michael Brook. You stated in your testimony that the failure to submit the plans and to develop a nutrient management plan and waste management plan haven't resulted in harm. Do you have any evidence of that?
I have no evidence of any harm, so I'm presuming that there is no harm.
I have some evidence. Earl Holtz from Western United Dairy, he's out there almost every month, and he's the one that goes out and monitors the water in every creek in Stemple Creek, and the first place he always goes is he usually comes and he shares with me what dairy farmers are that I need to go out and help, because most of those dairies that are needing help, they usually are at the creamery trying to get help. I have the head certified organic inspector that's been there for 35 years as an inspector. He's the one out trying to save some of these farms.
That's all.
Okay, thank you. Anyone on the board have questions?
Mr. Chair, thank you. Mr. Brook, you said that you've been unable to find anybody to do the work for the nutrient management and the waste management. Do we have any documentation of that, or has this all been telephone conversations that have gone nowhere?
It's been primarily telephone conversations. I may have had one or two emails. I did not submit them, but I've been pounding the telephone, and now that we do have somebody involved, that's Mr. Mark.
But that's as of when?
He started, I think, the end of July, beginning of August. I tried him periodically before then, and he said he didn't have the time to do it, and he finally, I think, got fed up with me calling him and decided he'd waste less time by actually doing it rather than telling me he couldn't do it.
Okay, it just seems to me very unusual, particularly for an attorney, to not have some kind of documentation for something that's been going on for a considerable period of time.
I hate typing. I tend to work on the phone. It's just my style. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Samantha, did you have?
Yes, advisory staff has a few.
I was just curious about when was the first time you attempted to secure somebody, a professional, to do these documents? And do you have anything?
When I first found out I was in trouble, I asked Michael Brook to take it over, and he ended up having all the paperwork since then.
Uh-huh. So, Mr. Brook, when did you make the calls to reach out? You secured someone in July, and was it May you said you started?
No, I started last year.
About when?
I think sometime after I met with Ms. Blatt.
Okay. And is there anything
There's nothing written down.
Okay.
No. You just have to take my word for it.
We could, the NRCS office, I could have testify some of the people that we went and seen all the time.
This is Samantha Olson. I would request more evidence on what the NRCS had available or didn't, and at what time. Because if the defense is lack of finding a professional, there is nothing in the record to rely on that statement, even if it were a defense. Mm-hmm. We have nothing in the record to support that.
Okay.
Counsel, I beg to disagree with your definition of the record. I have testified under oath. I believe that is in the record.
That's right, but it would be nice to have some supporting documentation as well.
We met with the NRCS certainly one time this year in April. Immediately after meeting with Ms. Blatt and some of the other people here, they were going through a change of the supervisor. I'd already met with people and been trying to get professionals before that, but that was an occasion. I probably have an email. Hang on, I do. This refers to a meeting with her on May 28, I think. That was after Ms. Blatt suggested I'd better get down there in person in short order after our meeting. And I got there that very afternoon and met with her again the next day. So if you would like me to submit this is a written documentation. They also have printed lists of the professionals that I think are referenced in this email link. Yes, there's a California Nutrient Management TSP list link, and there's the National TSP portal. Both of these are here. I'd already tried using those lists, but as I say, to no avail.
Yeah, the prosecution team would object to surprise evidence that's not in the record being submitted at this time.
I was asked to submit some.
I mean, you're going to rule on the objection, but let's just continue. I mean, I'm not understanding why this is all happening in 2014 when mm-hmm. if you signed a settlement agreeing to enroll in the program, why this isn't happening in 2012 and 2013.
In 2012, I went to the meetings that the tutorial sessions. They were held at Roanoke Park. They were instructive, but primarily not at the level for general requirement. They also had teething troubles, and it was really only after those into 2013, quite frankly, I realized that the a non-qualified person is not allowed to do these. I hadn't realized that before. That was entirely my fault. 2013, it dawned on me that, in fact, you have to have qualified professionals of certain licenses to sign off on the nutrient management plan and the waste management plan. You're not allowed to do them without them.
So when on what occasion in 2013 did you find that out?
I don't remember. I really don't. And I made sporadic, consistent efforts to find people in 2013 who could do the work. It was when this matter came further to a head with a further meeting with Ms. Blatt in 20 of this year, which is the one I referenced earlier, which I think she will remember, and with this email to Ms. Huiliz, from Ms. Huiliz, that I began again. So it was sporadic in 2013, but has been very consistent since April, May of this year, and we were unable to get anybody at that time because, as you heard, we were in settlement negotiations, and the condition of the settlement, of reaching any settlement, was compliance. So that was a big carrot, if you like, and it's not that we've been entirely ignoring it before, but this really brought it to the forefront, and we couldn't get anybody. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here taking up your time.
I've got a copy of Exhibit 18, the technical service provider list for Sonoma County. Is this the list that you're referring to that you received that has the technical professional service providers that you contacted? It's a printout from the NRCS webpage that lists all of the...
If you could hold it up.
I can.
It looks like that, yes.
Okay.
And many of the people, I think, are right in the valley and places like that.
Sure, yeah, there's some people in the valley. There's actually two in Texas, and there's a few that are in our region and fairly close by. But of all the people that you called and contacted, did you say you went through everybody on the list and they all were?
I don't know if I went through everybody. I went through a considerable number.
And they were just all, they told you they were too busy or they couldn't handle the workload?
They couldn't fit it in.
Thank you.
Just a quick question. So it's my understanding that you have an individual now who's working on this paperwork.
Yes, sir. I have two.
Okay,
now.
But I've not heard you mention any kind of time frame. You keep saying it's coming. What kind of a time frame are you and your professionals considering?
I had hoped that the nutrient management plan would be completed. In developing the waste management plan about 2 weeks ago, he said he felt more comfortable if we also employed an engineer on one of the waste pond issues. And so we've engaged an engineer to handle that. I have calls into Mr. Mart to try and get a handle on precisely when he expects to be completed. I don't know at the moment.
You understand that the smoke and mirrors has been going on for an excessively long period of time, and we keep kicking this can down the road.
I would not think of it as smoke and mirrors. We are absolutely seriously addressing this issue, and I do not know the answer, and I wish I could give you a date.
I had one other question. When did you first notify staff you were having trouble getting a professional? Or did you notify staff?
I know I notified them this year because that's why Ms. Blatt told me to.
So what was the date of that, roughly?
Um, think it was certainly in May. It may have been in April.
May of 14?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I may have mentioned it. We met, I think, in September of last year as well.
Okay, thank you. Any... And then can you raise your hands high, because you're sort of cut off, and so I'm always looking around whether you're... but you're irrepressible. We have always called it... No, but if you can raise your hand, it'd be helpful.
I wanted to ask, it seems to me is one of the first things one would do is to read the permit, and I want to just point out for reference that Appendix 1 of the monitoring reporting program, the first item is that within 1 year there will be a waste management plan done. Appendix 2 of the monitoring reporting program, the first item is pointing out within 1 year a nutrient management plan will be done. Did you get an opportunity to read and review the permit to understand all those requirements?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you indicating you want to ask a question or not? I got an eye flick above the wood.
I wanted to follow up.
Can't quite interpret it.
Sorry, this is Samantha Wilson. I just wanted to follow up and point out that the permit requirements clear that certain professional would be required. Did you read that part of the permit as well?
I read that part of the permit, but my initial understanding was if there were drawings that had previously been done, signed off by a professional, that would suffice. But that turns out not to be the case. So that was my misunderstanding.
And there was one more thing. There's evidence in the record that at one point staff sat down and helped you fill out the form. I'm wondering why that wasn't successful.
They helped me fill out the form, but the form is dependent upon, you can't just submit the form. You have to have the nutrient management plan and the waste management plan with the form. So I was asking if I could just submit the completed form, but it's an incomplete form because it depends, they all go together. I mean, if I'm wrong, then I would have certainly just submitted the form. And if it wasn't necessary to also submit the waste management plan and the nutrient management plan at the same time as the form, we could have just done that. But my understanding was that we couldn't just do that.
May the prosecution team respond?
Very briefly.
Is it true that you need to have a waste management plan and nutrient management plan in order to submit an annual report?
No, it's not.
I believe that closes the cross-examination. So the next item would be rebuttal and rebuttal cross-examination.
Am I off? Okay, I'm sorry. This concludes the cross-examination, the witnesses. The next item is rebuttal and rebuttal cross-examination, but could you give a time check to the parties because they also got closing coming after this and that may influence their decisions? For both parties? Okay, and how much for the prosecution? Okay. So to the prosecution, do you have rebuttal testimony?
Reiterate that the annual reports are not required to be submitted in conjunction with the waste management plan and nutrient management plan.
We have that in writing.
Please don't interrupt. You can respond, but
yeah, I think that the record clearly documents that's been stated in multiple letters and multiple notices of violation. Since 2012, when the Superior Court civil injunction was entered, the discharger has had notice that they are required to enroll and comply with the dairy permit requirements. And since that time, there's been ample period to acquire the necessary technical help.
Samantha Olson.
Thank you. My question is, the nutrient management plan and waste management plans, are they allowed to have time steps in them? In other words, do they allow time to do certain elements, or must they be complete and the work done all at once upon submittal?
The waste management plan and nutrient management plan were due to be completed January 19th, 2013. There is language throughout the general WDR that states people can ask for an extension 30 days in advance of the deadline. And other than that, there's steps in the nutrient management plan that you know, when you write a nutrient management plan, you might have different steps that you're going to do on your dairy. You don't have to have everything constructed the same day, January 19th, 2013. You'll have a plan. It's a plan. So you'll have due dates within your plan.
Also, was the regional board a party to the Sonoma County Court case?
To my knowledge, the case was brought by the DA, and penalties were paid out to both the Water Board and to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. But I'm not sure how the case was initiated.
Would you like me to answer that?
Yes, could you clarify?
Yes. The Water Board was not a party to that lawsuit. It was brought originally under... It was brought by the district attorney. As part of, I have a draft copy here. Under this, we paid $5,000 to the Regional Quality Control Board for costs. I believe some of your personnel had come out to the site, and we made a payment to the Fish and Game for training purposes, and payment the Fish and Game for costs involved as well. And we also paid a penalty to the plaintiff, which was the district attorney, on behalf of the people.
Any further questions or comments?
Yeah, I have one more comment. The argument that there's confusion over the waste management plan and nutrient management plan being required as part of the submittal for an annual report is new to me, and we haven't had sufficient time to show that there's no record that was ever communicated. But I think that the evidence that we do have in the record supports that that the annual report submittal has been clearly defined.
If I may just address.
And I just want to clarify, are we... we need to be into your formal rebuttal. I mean, we're starting to have a very extensive cross-examination and back and forth. So I want to get to your rebuttal presentation and then cross-examination of you and then rebuttal of the discharger. So are you formally in your rebuttal at this point in time? And if not, proceed with it.
Yeah, I have no further rebuttal.
Okay, thank you. So now, to the discharger, you have rebuttal.
Thank you very much. I assure the board that if we had understood that we could just do the reports without submitting the two plans, the nutrient management plan and the waste management plan, we would have done so. I have been at meetings with people here. And it was always my understanding that was the roadblock to us getting the report done, because the other two documents were part and parcel of the report. Ms. Kapowitz may have forgotten that did come up previously. And apparently I'm wrong, and we can just go out and do it right now without those two reports, and that's what we'll be doing. Thank you.
Okay.
I just want to say this is the first... a nutrients plan going to be done in the county, in Marin and Sonoma County, when we do find somebody to help us, or when we do get it completed.
Do you have anything further to present?
No, thank you very much. That's it.
Is there any cross-examination to the prosecution team?
Yeah, could you show us any documentation of why you were under the impression that a nutrient management plan and a waste management plan were part of the annual report requirement?
It was through my discussions with staff. I can't point to a document, but that's... I sat down with Ms. Blatt. We went through the form in September of 2013, I believe it was. She came and assisted, and we met at the dairy. And it was firmly my understanding that they couldn't submit the form without those two plans, because the detail in the plan is necessary. If we'd been in the waiver program, perhaps we could have, but we weren't. Thank you.
Any further questions? Any board members have questions?
This is perhaps for Ms. Blatt, but you mentioned that this is the first nutrient management plan in Sonoma or Marin counties?
Oh.
I think he meant we're the only person in the county in this level of permit requirement. I think he misspoke, and that's the only plan.
Ms. Blatt, is that... where are we with nutrient management plans, both at the general or at the waiver?
Can I refer to this? Yeah. So Exhibit 19, in your prosecution case in chief binder, it's at the very last page. It says from me, and it's dated October 30th, 2014. It has the total number of nutrient management plans of the dairies in our region, and there are 20 nutrient management plans that were developed between 2013 and 2014 of the dairies that are regulated by our region.
Could I ask how many in Sonoma County?
About half.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Hearing the argument that the lack of furnishing the annual reports had to do with the waste management and nutrient management plan, it appears from the staff report that there was also information missing from the one partial report that was submitted on information on groundwater monitoring and photographs of management practices. Can you speak to why those weren't submitted separately from the issue of the waste management plan, nutrient management plan?
No, and I hadn't recalled that being the case, but.
You can point to the exhibit.
I'd say inexperience. Thank you.
I do have receipts on all the manure I have spread. I have Poncha fertilizer come out, and it's the most important is manure on a dairy, because that's how we get green grass for the cows to eat. And if you don't have grass, you can't be organic. And so I have them come out about 2-3 times a year, and he always has a tractor and a pump on site, so I don't have to worry about it myself doing it. So I do have receipts from Andy Poncha how much manure I spread in the last 5 to 7 years, with only 280 cows total.
Any further questions or comments? Well, then I think we're going to close the presentation of testimony and bring it to the board. And so I now call on board members to start deliberations. I'm sorry, pardon? I
have none.
Closing arguments, of course.
We have a very brief one.
Okay. And you can reconsider after their closing.
members of the, is this on? Can you hear me? Members of the board, Chairman Corbett, members of the board, I'm David Leland of your staff, and I've taken the oath. We believe this is a straightforward matter. Each of the region's three dairy orders contains requirements for preparation and submittal of reports and plans. The requirements are clear. We've worked closely over a period of years with the dairy community to bring all dairies into compliance with the reporting and planning requirements of the orders. We've worked especially closely with Spring Hill Dairy to bring them into compliance with these requirements. Of the 126 dairies in the region, 125 are in compliance with these requirements. Only Spring Hill has failed to comply. We recommend you adopt the proposed administrative liability order that we presented in the package. Thank you.
Do you have closing?
No, thank you.
Any comments from staff? Okay, well, now I will close it. I'll bring it up for board deliberations. I understand one board member asked whether that could be done in private or not. I actually don't see the need. We'll discuss it, but we wanted legal advice too.
You're allowed to meet in closed session on this item.
Yeah.
Well, just for the record, I'd prefer to do that.
How do other board members feel? Okay, we will adjourn briefly to closed session and we'll come back with a decision. Board.
Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion that we adopt the prosecution's recommendation for a civil liability of $37,125.
Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
And before the motion, do any board members want to make a comment? Or I certainly will if others don't.
Mr. Chair, I just want to say that for one thing, this is a case about, as I see these permits, it's a case about trust. We have 126 dairies in this region. 125 made it through this process. They've got the documentation in place. This is a case where I think that we have a dairy that needs to come to the table with the documentation and process, excuse me, of management plans that work, that comply with the state of California. I think it's clear that there's a record of people trying to help, of assistance that reached out, that court cases that were agreed to in the Superior Court of Sonoma County that set a path that should have got you to done a long time ago. And I think it's very clear. In fact, sir, you said it yourself that it's guilty. I mean, you said it yourself. And I'm sorry to do this. It doesn't make me feel good to do this. I grew up on the farm. I grew up with 50 cows. I know what it takes to do that. And the last thing I want to do is take money out of that process. But really, we have no other choice here. And that's where we're at. And I expect, by the way, that this will get done post-haste.
Any other board members? I just want to reaffirm, we do not want to see you back with further noncompliance. And, of course, the board has discretion to lower, affirm, or go higher. And I think we want to give a strong statement. It's time to get into compliance quickly. Any further comments? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Abstentions, the motion carries.
Mr. Chair, and just to clarify that we'll be issuing the...
I'm sorry, we want to give our staff a day to write up the decision, but it's essentially as announced.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to go to the next...